This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. We're back with my fourth program in a five-program series so far that I'm calling Managing Depression After Counseling, or The Story of Scott. Scott is this friend of mine who went through some significant counseling a year ago and consented to tell me a story about some of the difficulties he's had since counseling. Is there depression after counseling? You betcha. Hopefully, through this program series, we'll be able to understand some ways we can better manage it in this whole process of life. I had five things I'd picked out from Scott's discussion with me. The first was overextended and underprepared, how it's hard for him to maintain balance. Secondly was transparency and vulnerability. He'd been quite open about his struggles, and now he's not feeling so good, and he wondered if it was right to be as open as he was. The third one, or last week's program, was the battle with the pills, and looked at medication. The fourth, which is today, is this a trough or is it the valley of despair? How do I know if I'm going into a major depression? And then next week is scheduling healing times. Today, we're talking about, is this a trough or a new valley of despair, which is a new depression? How do I know if I'm getting seriously depressed? Scott, when you talked to me about this, we talked about how long you'd been this way, and you weren't real sure, but it didn't seem like it'd been that long. Usually, we get so freaked out about this when we've been depressed for a couple of days, we wonder, is this going to keep going? A number of things have gone wrong, a number of things that I didn't expect happened. I got hit in some vulnerable places, I've got a cold, I just got back from a long trip, I've got jet lag, am I in trouble? Well, first of all, one of the major descriptions of the diagnosis of major depression is that you have to be seriously depressed, I mean impacting every day and daily living, for at least 2 weeks straight before we can honestly say that, yes, you are depressed. So it could be more of a situational thing, but that doesn't take care of the anxiety that we feel right now. It's a problem for us to feel uncomfortable, and we start forecasting, if I didn't sleep tonight, I'm really going to be depressed tomorrow. Or, I didn't sleep last night. I stayed up worrying about sleeping and I talked myself out of sleeping. So now it's been two nights of really lousy sleeping. Boy, if I don't get a chance to relax, I'm really going to be in trouble. So, wow. You see how it kind of puts yourself into this cycle? And it doesn't really help you at all. It's really working against you. Before you know it, you may say, I've been depressed for 5 days. That's getting close. I don't know what I'm going to do. And on and on and on. So, first of all, what do we do? Are you going to get depressed? I don't know. But that's okay. Now is the time to pull out your notes. Did you take notes when you were in counseling? Hopefully you did. Or if you didn't, there's no time like the present to make some notes about how things are going and what you learned or what you can remember of what you learned. Review all that stuff. What were the techniques for helping you to get to sleep, for taking time off, for giving yourself the benefit of the doubt, for confronting the lies that you're telling yourself? Review all those notes. Maybe you have to do it a couple of times a day for right now. Maybe you have to read it to your spouse or someone else. You just have to start counteracting the thoughts in your head. If you're not on your medication, of course, now is the time to get back in touch with your physician and start the medication again. But you've got to really look at what's going on right now and what's making you feel this way. Most of the time, there's going to be something that you can say, I wonder if that's it. I wonder if it could be this, or I wonder if it could be all of this. But it's important, first of all, that you look at it. What if you don't find anything? What if everything is going well? That's not the end of the world. That just means you have to keep patient and listen. I think right now, if you're feeling lousy, you need to consider taking a morning off, for example. You need to take some time and get with yourself or your significant people around you who know you and talk over things with accountability people. What's different about this time? What's going on inside my head? I think for most of us, what we find when we do this is we say, wow, I've been taking care of myself over the last few weeks. I need to start doing that. Or, well, I've been sick and I haven't been exercising. I need to start doing it again because it's impacting my depression. What is the source of all this emotional stuff that's going on? Well, let's say here's the scenario. If the first thing for you, Scott, was that you stay here overextended and underprepared, guess what? You probably go on trips to do speaking and you don't feel like you did a good job, and then you feel like you let them down and you let yourself down, and then you didn't sleep well because you're traveling, and you never sleep well when you travel, and you're a stranger in a strange place and you don't eat the same kind of foods, or some of the foods probably bother you, give you an upset stomach, maybe even diarrhea, who knows? Depending on where we go, a lot of things can happen to us, and so all this stuff is going on. You come back exhausted and you come back in jet lag. Wow, need I say more? That's kind of a normal response to be in a trough after all those things happen. And yet if our expectations are such that we should never get depressed again, you can imagine what you do to yourself. Well, you don't need to imagine because you are doing it to yourself. So take a little time and process that through. Okay, great. I'm saying stop, take a morning off to talk to your spouse or someone else, and you say, I don't feel comfortable talking. I'm not good at talking when I'm depressed. What should I say? Well, Scott, that's a tough one. Not an impossible one. It's just a tough one. Let's see. Let me try and put some words in your mouth here. Let's say you're finally owning the fact that you're not doing well, and it's been a few days, and you're worried if you're getting depressed. How do you start the conversation? Well, you manage to make a time with somebody, and you say, let's go have some coffee. You're sitting there, and what do you say? Let's pretend I'm you and you're sitting there and I have to talk. Well, if you're my accountability person and you know that I'm going to ask for help, you may start out by saying, well, Brent, so what's been happening? Is there anything that's bothering you right now? So I say, well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm not feeling like I'm doing real well right now. I haven't been feeling well for a little while. I think probably last week when I came back from the trip, I was more tired than I thought, and I haven't really bounced back like I thought I would. It's hard for me to say this, but I'm really worried that I might be getting depressed again. Well, now the secret's out, and now your accountability person can do something about that. They can say, tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you've been doing. Tell me what we can do. You know, a lot of people want to pray for things. It's very appropriate to work through issues with prayer. Let's see. Can you take some time off? And you'd say, well, you know, I was supposed to go to a meeting today, but I'm just not feeling very good. What would happen if you didn't go to the meeting? Probably nothing. Well, you need to call the person and say you're not coming, and it might be okay to take the afternoon off. What are you going to do to sleep well tonight? Oh, man, I don't know. I'm just really getting stressed out. What did your doctor give you? Well, I did have this prescription for sleeping pills when I need them. Sounds to me like you need them. Notice how I'm going through with this and I'm dealing with very practical things with you. I'm not asking your accountability person to be your therapist. I'm not asking them to delve deeply into the psychology of your soul. I'm asking them to ask you the questions that sometimes you have a problem asking yourself when you're down. It's as simple as that. So as you deal with all of this and you say, how do I know if I'm getting depressed? We don't know, to be honest. I know that's scary to say, but we don't know what's going to happen. We do know that if we put ourselves in a vulnerable place, we might start feeling depressed, and it might continue if we didn't do anything about it. But that doesn't mean it's automatically going to happen. Most people manage their depression by climbing out of the hole when they find themselves in the hole. It's okay to be in the hole once you know how to climb out. So, Scott, as you work through all this stuff, don't stress out over where you are. Rejoice in where you came from and where you know how to go and use your resources around you. Talk to people. Don't hole up and get quiet. And guess what? In a couple of days, you'll probably feel different. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.